محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه ومن سن السنة الأمري. أما بعد فدرس في بدر سوسر بن إسلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we speak and continue the topic of al-jinn. Today we're going, inshallah, to explain to you the meeting between the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the tribe of al-jinn. In our last time, we found out that Alqama, in the long hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, one of the companions, he asked him, he told him, if any one of the Sahaba of Rasulullah, being one of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, saw al jinn, where with the Prophet ﷺ, anyone was with the Prophet ﷺ, when he met the tribe of al jinn, as I told you before, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he met the jinn called jinn of a place called Nasibin. Nasibin is in the north of Al-Madina. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he met them and he advised us. And they asked Alqama, did any one of you was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that meeting? Then Alqama said, Sa'altu Ibn Mas'ud. I asked Ibn Mas'ud about this question. Did anyone of you was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and saw the jinn? فَقَالَ Ibn Mas'ud, لَا. Ibn Mas'ud answered, no. But افتقدْنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ذَاتَ لَيْلَةٍ. We met with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one night. فَأَخَذْنَا نَبْحَثُ عَنْهُ فِي الشِّعَابِ وَفِي الْأَوْدِيَةِ. We start looking for him in the valleys and all the city around the mountains. شعاب. There's a lot of cities around the mountains. Then after that, فَلَمْ نَجِدَهُ. And we did not find him. فَبِتْنَا لَيْلَةً شَدِيدَةً هِيَ أَشَدُّ لَيْلَةً فَقَدْ ظَنَنَّا أَنَّهُ قَدْ غُتِيلَ أَوْ سْقُطِيرَ. And we spent that night, it was very, very difficult night for all of us, and we thought he has been killed or has been touched by a mystical action. Mystery. Something happened to them. Jinn, he actually harmed them, whatever it is. Hatta إِذَا أَصْبَحْنَا until the morning, we found Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم came from Hira. The cave called Hira, he came from that area, from this area. فَقُلْنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قُلْنَا. We said, O Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, افتقدناكَ البارحة. We missed you yesterday, O Messenger of Allah. And we thought that you have been killed or something happened to you. So we spent our night last night, we spent it in a very difficult, it was a very bad night for all of us because we missed you. We thought something happened to you, Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ لَا دَعَانِي دَاعِيَ الْجِنِّ. One messenger from al-jinn tribe, from Nasibin, that place called Nasibin, came to me and he invited me to meet his tribe. So I went with him to recite al-Quran for al-jinn. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent a great surah called Surah al-jinn. So they heard the Quran from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and subhanallah, the whole tribe of al-jinn became Muslim. Up فالضباط صلى الله عليه وسلم ايه الدم الا انه ابن مسعود استلى رضي الله عنه وارضاه السيد الا انه قال فاخذنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتقص يعني يتقص to this فرأينا آثار نيرانهم وأقدامهم. The only thing we saw from this incident that the Prophet invited most of us and we went with him to that place. That place which the meeting was held. And we saw the mark of their footsteps in the sand and we saw the remaining of the fires. Remember, meaning, what is the remaining of the fires? Meaning actually Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani in the tafsir of the lot of book of the Sunnah, meaning that the jinn cook like you and me, and they use the fire, and as we said before that Allah He created the jinn from what? The flame of fire mixed with the black smoke. That is the area, the top. When it's mixed with the smoke that Allah He created originally from them. But later, as all of us as a human, they are have creatures, different creatures, like you have bones, and you have flesh, and you have blood, so they became like us, but different creatures. Meaning from this hadith, they have also, they use a fire for cook. وَرَأَيْنَا آثَارَ دَوَابَهُمْ And we saw also the footsteps of their cattle. They use donkey, they use mules, they use horses, they cook by fire, they cook like you and me also. That is the great evidence to say about their food. That is the incident we mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, the most trusted book after the book of Allah and Bukhari Sharif. All the Islamic Ummah agreed that the most of the authentic is mentioned from Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda. The second hadith which I would like to share with you today, very the hadith Abu Huraira in the Bukhari. قال أبو هريرة وكلني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بزكاة زكاة رمضان. The Prophet gave me a job to be responsible about the zakah of Ramadan. You know, zakah of Ramadan is most of it, as we said before, seeds. He will pay zakah to the Prophet. He gives this job to Abu Huraira to secure the zakah of Ramadan, which has been collected from all the believers. فأتاني آت أبو هريرة إيميريت in this hadith in البخاري شريف again you could review فأتاني آت I saw a man in the night time فجعل يحسو بالطعام So I caught a man in this room while he's stealing some food. While he's stealing some food. فأخذته وقلت لأرفع عنك إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I hold him, I caught him, and I told him I will take you to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم to judge. Because he's stealing what? He's stealing what? The sadaqa, the charity, which are actually collected from what? From the people, from the believers. Look what he said, the man. He said, قال إني محتاج وعلي عيال ولي حاجة شديدة. I am a very needy person. And I have a lot of children to feed. And I am in a very difficult shape. You know Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, remember he collect, what is the purpose you collect? You collect the charity in Ramadan, the zakat Ramadan, for what purpose? To feed who? Needy. And this man, he is what? Needy. So, قالت الله تسأل أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه قال فخليت عنه. I left him alone. I tell him go. حتى إذا أصبح الصباح until the morning I met رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I met him. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ماذا فعل أسيرك البارحة يا أبا هريرة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not see anything. He wasn't with Abu Huraira in this room, but when he met Abu Huraira in the Fajr time in the Masjid, he told him, what your prisoner or the captive man you captive last night, Ya Abu Aya, what did he do with you? What does that mean for you and me? Was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alayhu, connection by wahi. He wasn't with the Prophet, he was Abu Hurairah last night. He told him, what's your captive man or the prisoner, your prisoner last night, what did he do for you, Abu Hurairah? And he explained to him that I caught him and I tried to bring him to you, Messenger of Allah, to judge because he stole the sadaqah, the shirzi. And he told me, I am a very needy person and I have a lot of children. And leave me alone because I'm in a difficult shirk. I suffer. I don't have no food. فَقَالَ هُوَ كَذَبَكْ وَسَيَعُودْ. The Prophet told Abu Huraira, he lied to you, Ya Abu Huraira, and he will come back. Look at this. He will come back. Then Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu wa arda, he went again to secure the sadaqah again after he prayed. He came to him in the night. قال فراقبته. I was waiting for him to watch because the Prophet he told me he will what? Come back. So I caught him. He came again, I caught him. Where he came from? Abu Huraira doesn't know. But he found him inside the room to and to take from this sadaqah to steal again. فأخذته. I caught him again. I called لأرفعنك إلى رسول الله. I will take you to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال اتركني ليبني اللون فإني بحاجة ولا إلى عيال. I am suffering, I don't have no food and I have a lot of children to feed. قال أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه وارضاه فتركته. أبو هريرة ذهب exactly very tough heart actually. He cannot because he knows the Prophet he said he lied and he come back. But when he said this beautiful words to Abu Huraira, he conquered his heart and he lifted him again. Then I meet the Messenger of Allah in the second day in the morning. And the Prophet told me, what your captive man did with you, Ya Abu Huraira, last night again? He told me, Ya Rasulullah, I put him again and so on so on. He complained that he has no food and he has children and so on so. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كذبك وسوف يعود. He lied to you in the second time and he will come back again tonight. Then Abu Huraira he said again, I went to actually to the sadaqah to secure it and waiting for him. So I found him again, I caught him. And then I told him, no way, you lied to me last night and the Messenger of Allah he told me about you. So what exactly? قال اتركني, leave me alone. دعني أعلمك كلمات. This man, he told Abu Huraira, leave me alone with the condition, I am going to teach you some words. Say after me. And he recites Ayat al-Kursi. Ayat al-Kursi. In Surah al-Baqarah, Allah la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum, la ta'khudhu sinatun wa la nawm until the end of the ayah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told me this ayah, qultu zamantu khayra. He told me something good. Ayat al-Kursi is good or bad? Excellent. The one who teach him. And I meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the second day in the morning. قال ماذا فعل أسيرك البارحة يا أبا هريرة. What your captive man or the prisoner you put him again last night, what did he do for you, Abu Hurairah? قال يا رسول الله أخذته لأرفعه إليك. I put him this time to bring him to you, but he told me good words. Ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Al-Kursi. What does the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say? قال صدقك الآن وهو مكذوب. Now this time, whatever he told you last night, يا أبو هريرة, is true, but in the same time, he is a liar. Because the shaitan cannot be what? Liar. But the shaitan found a way to escape this time, because other way he will be captured from Abu Hurairah, so he told him what? Something good. Sometimes the shaitan also to make comments about this. Shaitan, he could give you something from the Quran, give you something from the Hadith, give you something also good to deceive you. Sometimes he guide you to say something is not from the Sunnah, is not from so and so. It's true, it's true. to do for it, to alluring you. So for example, he will come and tell you, why you don't steal now? Umar radiallahu anhu ardai vermix is stealing in the year of hungry. You know Umar radiallahu anhu ardai, when he saw everybody suffer from the less food, and certain people, certain companions, they stole. Umar did not judge them because what? They were almost to what? To die. So Umar radiallahu anhu ardai, he permit and he forgive the people with the condition not to come back again because they suffering from hunger. He could come from this way. You suffering, you have no job now. You could go and speak. American, exactly, the girl here in the street, they are not Muslim. Actually, what the people did against the Muslim in the other country. Credit card, why? This is a credit card that exactly belongs to the Yahud. And they own the company, most of the company belongs to the Yahud. Why not? I am stealing this credit card. He will decorate a lot of stuff to fabricate. Fabricate. He will tell the woman, what actually, if you wear the hijab, the people will complain against you and you will look ugly. So the woman always looking for what? To look good or look ugly. So some of the women are weak, they take the hijab off, fearing the other one. So the shaitan will come with you sometime in the same way. So the shaitan teach us, say something right, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then after that, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإذا أويت إلى فراشك فقرأ آية الكرسي. And if you come to your bed, what you have to recite before you sleeping? To recite what? آية الكرسي. What is the benefit? What is the beautiful benefit from that? Here you go. فإنه لا يزال عليك من الله حافظ. If you recite that ayat al-kursi every night before you sleeping, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will send the angel to secure you until the morning. How about that? This one. Sleep and snoring and have a good sleeping and don't worry about anything. So people sometimes, they told me when I sleep in the night, I cannot sleep, I fear, I feel the jinn come to me, the shaitan came to me. Recite, ya akhi, the solution, the medical, the prescription from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam before you sleep, what? Ayat al-Kursi. Everyone of us, if you don't memorize, try to memorize, inshallah, ayat al-Kursi. لا يقربنك شيطان حتى تصبح. None one of the shaitan are able, no matter what he is, to come and touch you or to scare you or to trick you actually until the morning, inshallah. And also in the morning before you go to your shop, they recommended after you break or stop, inshallah, recite ayat al-kursi. It is the full protection from the shaitan, from the jinn. None one of them are allowed to come to you, inshallah ta'ala. The one hadith firstly before we leave, the hadith of Jabir. Hadith Jabir also on Sahih Muslim, on Jabir. From the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, يقول إن الشيطان يحضر أحدكم. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the shaitan comes to you in all time, in every time, in every position, in every grade. He will be with you, Kareem, companion. In everywhere you go, he will like to go with you to confuse you, to misguide you. So he doesn't look for something good for you, but he will be with you all the time. And then, فَإِذَا حَضَرَ الطَّعَامُ. And when the food will come, the Prophet told us about fact here today, and we need to teach it to our children. فَإِذَا سَقُطَ مِنْ أَحَدُكُمُ اللُّقْمَةِ فليمط ما كان لها من أذى وليمط ما لها من أذى. If anyone of you while he eats the food, a bit of meat, a bit of bread fell down in a floor, what you have to do with it? You put it exactly under your foot and you crush it? لا تكفر الله العظيم. What the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said? قال pick it up again. Pick it up. ثم ليأكلها ولا يذعها للشيطان. To clean it. Say Bismillah. And clean it a little bit. And your clothes by tissues and so on and so on. And what you have to do? Eat it again. What is the verb for this, brother Shawkat? What is the verb for that? أنا يذعها للشيطان. Don't leave it for what? for the shaitan to eat it. Because if you leave it, it will be shaitan. And more than that, what we have to do, فَإِذَا فَارَغَ فَلْيَلْعَقْ أَصَابِعَهُ. And after he finished, he taking exactly his finger and what? Lick it. Lick is what? His finger. What is the purpose of that? فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِ فِي أَيِّ طَعَامِهِ تَكُونُ الْبَرَكَةِ. Because he doesn't know what kind of food he will have the blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you eat this kind of food, maybe you maybe the piece of food, maybe the bit of meat, maybe the bit of chicken which fell down from you and you take it and you clean it and eat it, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he put full blessing in this food, so when you eat it, it will be good medical medicine for your body, blessing for your body, exactly good for all the family members, barakah, blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alright? We learn from this finally, that the shaitan will be all the time with you. So my dear brothers in Islam, based on this hadith, if you're sitting in the food all the time, don't ever leave the plate until you clean it. Don't put extra food on the plate and in the plate, and then after that you eat half of it and you take the other half. Where, your brother? To put it where? In the garbage. This will be a food for the shaitan. When you have to teach your children, actually put little bit for the children and not to put too much, because most of the children all the time they leave some of the food. And if you're taking this food and you don't give it back or save it and you throw it in the garbage, it will be. We need to learn after you eat all the rice in your plate, try to take every single piece of rice, every single piece of beans, every single piece of meat, every so and so. And if you are full, you're going to tell me, ya Sheikh, I'm full. I cannot eat anymore. Take it and squeeze whatever you have in the plate and keep it in somewhere in the refrigerator for another meal and teach the children. Our children today, they're lost. They have no respect for the food. They don't know the sunnah. They don't know how they follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to teach them, it is haram, it is extra. Some people on the other side of the world, they die because they don't have what? A piece of bread. They don't have a piece of chicken. They don't have a piece of so-and-so. They don't have a piece of bitter. They don't have bitter, only bitter in America. So, subhanAllah, la hawla la quwwata illa billah. This is we need to teach ourselves. And all the time, remember, clean all it to Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you eat the whole plate, the plate itself will seek forgiveness for you. He will break the plate for you. The plate after you eat will blame, because everything Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created glorifies Allah. مَا مِنْ دَبَّ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ مَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Everything in heaven and earth and between, glorifying his name. Mention Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arda, he took us two pieces of stone, to clean himself after he sinned his dream. And after that, when he took the two pieces, he heard the glorifying tasbih of the stones. And then after that, when he see the stones in his hand, make subhanAllah tasbih, he throws his head and he's scared too much. He says, Ya Allah, Allahumma sarif anni tasbih al-hata likay atatahhar. Ya Allah, send out, take the tasbih of the stone, the subhanAllah from the stone, because I need to clean myself. He need to clean himself. He was scared. He's a human. But he saw the stone glorifying Allah. The land glorifying Allah, the heaven glorifying Allah, the tree glorifying Allah, the wave, the wind, the moon, the sun, the stars, the crops, the animals, the birds, the humans, the jinn, everything in the whole, in the heaven and earth and between, glorifying Allah, say subhanallah al-azim, everything, but the human all the time carry stone, a bit of his heart became like a bit of stone. He doesn't fulfill with his covenant which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from him before he created him. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be all of us. Wanna try to understand the sunnah. Please teach your children, teach your wife, especially the wife sometimes, they throw a lot of food in the garbage. Not allowed actually try to save this food or finish it or put actually whatever. the place in your house are very important to clean it before you wash it, to clean it or give it to the poor, they're waiting for the food. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach all of us, inshaAllah ta'ala. لم يبدو عنا يكتب يشكى شيء. اللهم تقبل منا وقبل منا. اللهم يا رب العرش العظيم اعفو عن سيئاتنا ان نكون من الظالمين. ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا ارحمنا. علمنا ما علمت به كثير من خلقك. واجعلنا من الراشدين. واجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون احسنه. اللهم يا رب العرش العظيم نعوذ بك من شياطين الانس والجن. اللهم انا نعوذ بك من شياطين الانس والجن. واحمي اولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين. وحصن بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تغفل. واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. واجعل ثارنا على من ظلمنا. اللهم ابني لنا مسجد من هاتن. اللهم ابني لنا مسجد من هاتن. اللهم اذن العقوبات والعثرات يا ربي من هذا في طريق مسجد من هاتن. اللهم اجعله خالصا لوجهك الكريم.